Welcome to Going the Extra Mile, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Enjoy.
Idolizing leaders. You know, most men in gym changing rooms don't talk too much. I often break the mold, though, as I love listening to and chatting with other guys before or after a workout. My wife often says I'd be in much better shape if I spent more time working out and less time socializing. Just the other morning, I was chatting with a guy named Steve. He's probably in his early 60s and he's a very fine swimmer. I was asking him about his love of swimming, and in casual conversation, he mentioned he once swam in a house pool in Newhall, California, when some friends had the late Brian Epstein over. I'm like, Steve, did I hear you right? You swam in a pool as a kid right here in Newhall, California, with the late, great Brian Epstein, the manager of the Beatles? Steve added some more detail to the story, yet in a very casual way. He was perhaps 8 or 9 years old at the time, and the family of one of his childhood friends had some kind of connection with the music industry in the early 1960s. There was a tie into Capitol Records, the company that distributed the early Beatles albums here in the States, and they'd invited Brian Epstein to hang out at their house for the afternoon. The family figured it would be a nice break for Brian from all the craziness surrounding the Beatles' first visit to America over the hill down in Los Angeles. I could only think of two words to say to Steve: missed out. I was thinking of all the opportunities he missed out on because he was just too young to understand whose company he was in. I mean, this was the greatest rock and roll manager, perhaps of all time, Brian Epstein. I thought of all the questions he could have asked Brian. Hey, he may have been able to meet the Beatles in person or see them in concert. I added two more words. Dude, you missed out. Steve didn't see it like this. He was just a kid swimming in the pool, and some adults were talking while they played in the California sunshine. This small but big story set me thinking about how we can tend to idolize seemingly great men and women, especially in the workplace. I like Apple products. Let me correct that. I love Apple products. Since I went to Mac, I'll never go back to a PC. I love my iPhone and my iPad. I love the way they talk to each other, sometimes better than my wife and I do. What I can't get my head around is how some people idolize the late, great Steve Jobs as if he was some kind of technological guru. Yes, he sure was a brilliant visionary, but I've actually read many articles about how he was a dreadful boss due to his demanding nature and tendency to micromanage, long before we probably knew what that term even meant. When I first came to America, it was to work as the director of finance at what used to be Hilton's headquarters in Beverly Hills. Baron Hilton was still working a 40-hour week in an office on the floor above me. Baron is the son of the founder of this corporate giant, Conrad Hilton. I remember how my colleagues used to idolize Baron as if he was the god of the hospitality industry, but not so much Paris Hilton, but that's another story. What is it about our human condition, especially in the workplace, where we have a tendency to idolize other people, be it Brian Epstein, the Beatles, Steve Jobs, or even Baron Hilton? I've noticed how employees will often worship a leader. It's almost as if our humanness is bent towards looking for someone to follow. Only when that leader falls from grace, and there are plenty of examples of that, or quits, do we switch our attention to the next person to lead our team or organization. It reminds me of that phrase, quote, "The king is dead, long live the king," end quote. Upon reflection, I like the vantage point my new friend at the gym had. He was just a kid having fun in the sun, while much more important people in their own eyes talked and talked and talked. What a great way of seeing the workplace. Enjoy what we do because leaders come and leaders go. Some talk much more than they actually do. Some are good people and some are not. Either way, let's not idolize them. They're just imperfect people like each of us. As Steve the swimmer said that morning in five words, quote, "The Beatles were just people," end quote. I could only think of three words to respond. Yeah, yeah, yeah. See, men in gym changing rooms don't talk too much.
I hope you found that short story useful, and if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Take 5, an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Bye for now.